Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's an award for people who get things done. Sanford Health has announced a $1 million prize for advances in global medical research. Joining us with more now in the SDPB studios at the University of Sioux Falls, we have Micah Aberson. He's Sanford's Chief Global Brand Officer. Micah, welcome to the program. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Lori. Great to be here.
All right. Tell us what a Chief Global Brand Officer is, first of all.
So Chief Global Brand Officer is a title that I've had for just over 2 months, and I have operational responsibility for a few different areas within Sanford, including our World Clinic Initiative, Sanford Marketing, our foundation, and then Sanford Profile.
And your background, you're a Sioux Falls kid.
I grew up in Sioux Falls.
All right.
I went to Lincoln High School and then Augustana afterwards. We're here.
So did I. Lincoln and Augustana.
Really?
There we go. Good things happen to
Absolutely.
Those kids.
And we're sitting here at the University of Sioux Falls
where
I have an MBA from USF. So wow. I accept, I've got dual occupancy, if you will. And then after school, I went to work for Lawrence and Schiller, a regional ad agency, and spent 12 years there and have been at Sanford for just over 2.5 years now.
So this is one of my favorite stories as we talk about kids, and I have a high school student getting ready for college, and this notion that when you were in school, the job that you have now didn't exist. Like you didn't put on your, what do I want to be when I grow up? I want to be Chief Global Brand Officer for somebody, right? That wasn't on the list of things to choose. But right here in Sioux Falls, you got the education you needed.
Mm-hmm.
And the experience you needed to really go across the globe. That's kind of fascinating.
Yeah, it's a remarkable opportunity. I had the good fortune when I was at Augustana to spend some time abroad, both with different sort of extracurricular choir tours, that sort of thing, but also spent a semester studying at the University of Stellenbosch in South Africa. And during those adventures, had my eyes open to broader world opportunities. And so the chance right here in Sioux Falls to find the marriage between a real passion that I have for marketing with an appetite for what's happening on a global level, I couldn't be more fortunate to be in the role that I am.
All right. You could live anywhere. You could go anywhere. You could work for any company probably at this point in your career. Why stay here? Why keep your roots here?
It's home. I love South Dakota. I love this state. I love this community. My family's here, so grandpas and grandmas are close. My in-laws are close up in Brookings. It's just, this is home, and people are real here. Mm-hmm. There's an authenticity and a genuineness to come together and take care of one another. I just can't imagine living anywhere else.
All right, so let's talk about one of these efforts to sort of bring the world right here to South Dakota with the Lorraine Cross. How long has this been a conversation at Sanford, really? How long has it been talked about in the sense that we need a prize, we need to do something to encourage medical research across the globe in this really big, significant way?
Yeah, so I mentioned I've been at Sanford for a couple of years, and I would say in part, the conversation and the noise relative to the creation of an award that Sanford would bring forward came to a head last spring when we were at the Vatican. So Sanford Health was invited to the Vatican, presented by the Pope with an award for innovation in the world of regenerative medicine, with some things that we're doing with stem cells and the ability of the body to help cure itself. And our executive vice president of research was there doing presentations. Dave Pierce is his name. And we started talking about how in South Dakota, the reaction from a lot of the folks at the Vatican was one of surprise. And you had the leading institutions, academic medical centers from around the country that were there and around the world making presentations. And every time Sanford Health came up, people were sort of taken aback and thought, wow, you guys are really getting things done out there in the plains where, there's more corn than people. In part, it was that experience that led us to say, we are doing great things here, and there's a sort of magnetizing effect to that. And we want to help award and reward those that are doing things and getting things done in a fashion that is consistent with the philosophy and the culture at Sanford Health.
Tell me about the prize itself. Who are you looking for, first of all? Who are you trying to identify?
We're trying to find true mavericks and innovators, people that in the healthcare space, whether it's a discovery, a cure, something in research, a device, a pharmaceutical, something that has dramatically and significantly changed the landscape of healthcare that's provided today. We're looking for true transformations that have an immediate impact. That it's said another way, what it's not is a lifetime achievement award for things that have happened over one's 40-year career. It's not an award for just publishings in academic journals. It's a reward and an award for people that are truly and transformationally getting things done that have a real impact on people's lives. I was in a conversation last week. My mom was an educator here. She taught elementary music for 40 years in the Sioux Falls School District. And the winner of the award is somebody that I can sit down and have a conversation with my mom and say, "Mom, this is what this person has accomplished." And it's not so academic and institutional that it requires a PhD plus to understand it and to be able to sort of synthesize the impact that the transformation has had.
So why that? Because you could go the other way. You could have it be more akin to a lifetime achievement award, make those connections, elevate those people. Why look for the mavericks and the innovators? Why is that a good fit with Sanford's mission?
I think in two ways. One, it's culturally and philosophically aligned with how Sanford Health operates. We like to get things done. We like to push the boundaries within the healthcare space because patients are needed. They're relying on it. There's people that are dying of illness today that need us to do this and to be successful in that regard. And I'd say the second is, we want this award to be unique, and we don't want to just be a Me Too organization. There are prizes that are out there for academic pursuits. There's the Nobel Prize is, of course, very well renowned for all the right reasons, but we don't want to be just another Nobel Prize. We want to be something that's different and unique.
And this is worth a little more money than the Nobel Prize, by the way, at $1 million.
Yeah, our plan is on a biannual basis to give out $1 million prize. I think uniquely to the Sanford Lorraine Cross Award, the intent is that the dollar amount can be used for whatever the recipient so desires. This isn't a grant. It doesn't have milestones. We're not expecting that there's a direct association back to us. It's really something that we hope and think is going to be pretty unique and capture the attention of the research and the medical world in a way that it becomes a really compelling prize for them.
You said something earlier I want to expand upon because you talked about, people are dying right now of things. And I think there's a palpable sense right now, if you have someone, you know someone who is in a healthcare crisis right now, that a treatment for something might be just around the corner. We feel maybe now more than ever that solutions are possible, and it can be frustrating to know that either the research or the treatment exists, but you can't access it yet, or that research could be 5 years down the road and your loved one will be too late to, benefit from what's out there. But it's also an exciting time to be doing this kind of work in the world. Do you feel sort of a cultural excitement at Sanford as you have these kind of conversations with what you might turn up with the Lorraine Cross?
Yeah, absolutely. I would suggest there's both excitement and there's tremendous urgency. Mm-hmm. We have a standing Monday morning weekly executive team meeting. And Dr. Pierce, as I mentioned previously, who heads our research efforts, attends that meeting. And a week does not go by that Kelby, our CEO, doesn't look across the table to Dr. Pierce and remind him that a commitment was made to Mr. Sanford 10 years ago when he gave $400 million to the organization to cure type 1 diabetes during his lifetime. There's not a meeting that doesn't go by where Kelby looks across the table and says, where are we at on the cure? Yeah. And that's specific to type 1, but at Samford, we have an army of several hundred researchers that are pursuing research for any number of areas, breast cancer, type 1 diabetes, rare diseases, et cetera. And so there's a tremendous urgency behind what we're doing in research. And again, sort of as an extension culturally of what we're doing, we want to help create that same sense of urgency across the globe by rewarding somebody that's truly getting something done.
Let's talk about what this does to sort of elevate South Dakota, though you mentioned being in the Vatican with the Pope and sort of people being surprised. This is also another way to sort of say, here we are, here in South Dakota. This is who we are.
Absolutely. In sort of romantic fashion, to put my marketing hat on for a moment, the first award will be presented to its winner in December of 2018 at the Samford House, which is a facility that we have built and will be opening within a couple of weeks, right on the front door, sort of the front lawn of the Samford Center, which is where our research activities take place. The Samford House functionally will serve as home to the foundation. We'll be able to have events there for donors and that sort of thing. But perhaps more importantly, it will be kind of the presidential library to Denny Samford and his philanthropic legacy. So we'll open this house in just a couple of weeks. And our international board, which has governance responsibilities for the entire Samford Health International Agenda, will be the body that ultimately selects the winner of the Samford Lorraine Cross Award. So our intention is shortly after the first of the year to go out and start to, in both a push and a pull mechanism, to go canvas advancements and transformations that are happening in the scientific medical research world and see what we can uncover while concurrently expecting that people will come to us and suggest that the work that they're doing or the work that they're aware of should be considered for potential nomination for the award. And so we have a scientific advisory committee that is comprised of people external and internal to Samford Health that will vet the potential nominees from what could be hundreds, if not thousands, right, down to ultimately three finalists. Those three finalists will come here to South Dakota. They'll present their case in front of the International Board, which will be meeting in the Samford House. And as they deliberate and have their conversations, they will ultimately select a finalist. And we hope and intend that it becomes a real media event and that the eyes of the world, especially within the medical space, are fixed on South Dakota. And that this is all being sort of covered in real time and perhaps inspired by our experiences in Rome and at the Vatican and sort of College of Cardinals fashion. We've got a fireplace in the Samford House, and we, in a very real sense, envision blue smoke emanating, coming out of the chimney of the Samford House, blue, which is, of course, reflective of the Samford corporate brand. But as blue smoke comes out of the chimney, you know that the International Board has selected its finalist and the ultimate winner of the Samford Lorraine Cross Award.
I want to be in the room when that decision was made, because someone said, how about we, you know, put some blue smoke out, and that I'm serious. And then then you did it.
Yeah, there were a lot of chuckles and smiles, and then we said, yeah, no, we're serious about it, yeah, this. And it's like, okay, we better figure out how to create some blue smoke then.
Tell me about the prize itself. Obviously, there's $1 million cash prize, but then there's, you know, some sort of, you know, physical trophy of sorts to take home. Describe that.
Yeah, the award itself we're still creating. It's nearing its completion. But the Lorraine Cross has become a symbol that's integrated into the brand of Samford Health. It's sort of become our icon. It finds its roots in medieval times. The Crusades used the Lorraine Cross Award as they marched through their battles. It then became a symbol for tuberculosis domestically here in the United States and was associated with tuberculosis hospitals. And so Kelby Kramenoff tells the story as our CEO of coming to Sioux Falls some 20 years ago and seeing the Lorraine Cross on top of what at the time was Sioux Valley Hospital and asking questions about it and appreciating the value mm-hmm. that it brought and sort of its historical significance. And so the award itself will have a Lorraine Cross, a granite Lorraine Cross, and sit on a base of crystal from the Lorraine region of France, which of course is where the Lorraine Cross finds its origins. And then it's sort of propped up with some metal fixtures that come from former x-ray machines that were in the basement of Sioux Valley Hospital. So we're doing some unique things with the award, which will find its permanent residence in the Sanford House. So as people, we envision pull off of I-90 because sure. they want to see this house that is the Sanford House and hear the story of Denny Sanford, who's literally healthcare's greatest philanthropist, has donated almost $1 billion to our organization and intends to continue his significant philanthropic investments, that the Sanford Award will sit there in sort of Stanley Cup-like fashion for hockey right. fans that are out there. And people will be able to understand and see the award, and then we'll have replicas or smaller versions that are given out to the winners.
All right, let's close with this. And what are spin this forward 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. What do you hope could be accomplished with what you're starting here this year or in 2018?
Yeah, that's what really excites us about this, is thinking about what happens in 10 years. And if you think about every other year, somebody being rewarded and applauded for their accomplishments with the Sanford Lorraine Cross Award, and to think in 10 years' time, you'll have four winners, and to think about those four winners, sort of the Mount Rushmore of winners, sitting in the back of the room as now the fifth winner is being given the award. And you think today it's conceptual. There's a trophy, if you want to reduce it to that, and there'll be a cash prize that's given out. But ultimately, the winners are mankind, and I don't say that to be dramatic about it, but the impact of the breakthroughs and the transformations that have been achieved by the winners, and what we think will be quite literally millions of lives that are impacted through and by the Sanford Lorraine Cross Award. I think it's going to be remarkable to look back in the rearview mirror some 10 years from now and see who these winners are, the tremendous accomplishments that they've had, and the impact that all of us across the world are going to feel.
Well, we hope we're talking about this for years to come with you, with your winners. And Micah Aberson, thank you so much for being here from Sanford Health.
My pleasure. Thank you.